Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Ah! I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thank you very much. Jeremy, thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And I have a great visit with our good friend Nicole Galinas, senior fellow with the Manhattan Institute, author of After the Fall, manhattan-institute.org. Nicole, thanks again for being here. We've been talking about Greece and China, Puerto Rico. We haven't touched on that yet. I'll let you give us a quick report on that. But in many ways, Puerto Rico is very much like Greece, only it's right in our own hemisphere. It's one of our principalities, I guess. I've forgotten exactly. They're a commonwealth, but they're connected to us. They use our currency. What about Puerto Rico, and how is all this? What are all these implications for these troubled areas? What is this? How is this going to have implications for Main Street small businesses?
Well, Puerto Rico is another example. People lent them more money than they could ever pay back, and
yeah.
The real question is why do investors keep lending money to governments and to people that cannot pay that mm-hmm. money back. You know, part of this has to do with our very skewed monetary policy. Interest rates are very low, have been low for a long time. And so people in institutions, they need some kind of return, and they go out and take all these risks, and they think someone's going to bail them out. That's not to excuse their behavior. You know, they shouldn't be doing this. I don't go out and try to get a return that I can't get, and I don't expect someone to bail me out. Other people
mm-hmm.
make a different decision. But, you know, that is part of it. Our globally low interest rates are causing people to take risks that they shouldn't be taking. And, you know, the OECD has warned about this, that the markets are
right.
becoming very, very skewed. And so...
Well, that's what I'm worried about. I'm worried that this is going to... I mean, one thing we know, small business owners on Main Street, Nicole, we're planted in the ground. We don't have the ability to spread our risks around the globe, and we don't get to do a lot of hedging. We're planted in the ground pretty much, and so we're kind of a hostage to the overall economy. And
yep.
when people like investors in Greece and Puerto Rico and the behavior we're seeing in China, when those people put the national and local and global economies in peril, that puts small businesses in peril.
Yep. And my advice to business owners would be just don't worry about a lot of this stuff. I mean, there's nothing you can do about it. The best thing you can do is just create the best products and the best services that you can create and try to sell those products to the customers.
But you also have to do what they've been doing, and that's to deleverage.
Yep. And we all
you got to be un-Greece, unlike Greece, right? You know, unlike Puerto Rico.
Sure. I mean, you should only borrow if there's a realistic chance that you're putting this money into investments that are going to pay off. And you know, most small businesses are pretty solid about doing that. They
But
have
you know, Nicole, another thing are the politicians. You know, a lot of politicians are pulling a lot of these chains. They're making a lot of these decisions, these policy decisions, that are impacting investments.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing I think small business owners need to do is focus on the candidates that affect their business, be single issue voters for the success of their business. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I mean, Hillary Clinton gave her big economic speech yesterday.
What did you think about that?
Well, there was not a lot of specifics. I mean, the only thing she said about infrastructure was, she wants to create an infrastructure bank. Who's going to fund this infrastructure bank?
Mm-hmm.
She talked about building world-class airports. But the
mm-hmm.
private sector pays for airports. You know, the
mm-hmm.
airlines pay for airport upgrades.
Mm-hmm.
When you take an airplane, you pay a fee. The airlines take that
mm-hmm.
and pay for the airport. And so this is not
mm-hmm.
a place for the federal government. So it just sounded like it was put together by a lot of different people. You know,
right. Well, and you talked about capitalism in the beginning of our visit. Her comments to me, I didn't hear all of them, but her comments to me didn't sound a lot like the capitalism that I know and love.
Well, I think both parties, you know, Hillary being obviously a Clinton, and they're
mm-hmm.
so connected to large corporations and taking all of these donations from
mm-hmm.
global companies and from foreign governments makes things difficult for them to show that They really know what's going on, and that's a problem for a lot of these Republicans, too. Mm-hmm. Everyone is out of touch.
Yeah. I think that's the scary part for us out here on Main Street, because our lives are pretty simple. They're not that complicated like you just described. Hey, Nicole, we got a lot more to talk about. Let's do some more of this. Come back real soon.
Sounds good.
Good job today on your reporting.
Thank
you. Nicole Galinas, ladies and gentlemen. We always get smarter when Nicole joins us. Manhattan-Institute.com, right, Nicole? And City Journal, also. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.